let us never be afraid to be against the grain. You know, obviously we're not supposed to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. But are we doing that, you know, day to day? If another Christian were to come and shadow your work just to observe people, would you be picked out of the bunch? You know, whether it be the conversations had, the actions taken, even in secret, even to the joy of your heart, you know, from your job to your family to your school to whatever you got going on. I'm constantly just praying for myself that I can stop looking like the world and start standing out. But there's fear there. I know there's fear there to not fit in. That sounds so high school, but just that we would stand out, that Christ's light would shine. And that's when persecution comes, and that's when, you know, the negative things along with the good things too, people are going to be attracted to that light. They're going to want to know why. What's this hope? What's this joy that you have that I'm missing? And we can point them to Christ. So I'm going to pray for us right now, and I pray that you pray with me. Father God, I pray for our hearts and our minds as we are striving for success in work and families and school, and would more than anything be striving after you. Because the second we take our eyes off you, we are completely consumed with ourselves. It's a war. It's a fight every single day. And when we aren't fighting hard to keep our eyes on you, then we are losing hard. Father God, please illuminate our sin. Help us to cut out everything and anything that is not edifying, that is not turning our hearts towards you, to make a conscious effort to be different. And so much so that after a while, it doesn't need to be a conscious effort anymore, Lord, that you just transform our character so much so that the light is just shining from us. That's just who we are, but it takes practice. It takes training our bodies like a professional athlete. Lord, let us have that discipline every day. We are training for something so much more important than any game, any sport. So let us not lose sight of that big picture. It's above all things. You got to throw anything else into the garbage that's going to take your focus away from that. Father God, I pray that we can continue to encourage each other. In Jesus' name, amen.